Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's always great to stop on by and chat with my good friend, your good friend, JT the Brick from Fox Sports Radio. By the way, we are now a Fox Sports Radio affiliate, which means we can play like as often as we want now. This is fantastic. How are you, buddy?
Great. Happy New Year, and excited about that. You guys are doing a great job, and our network's better off for it in San Francisco and the Bay Area. We're thrilled about it.
Let me tell you, brother, we got an awful lot to get to. We'll talk about relocation. We're going to talk about some playoff football here, Niner coaching search, and we'll even get to the Golden State Warriors. But let's start with what we just saw from the Raiders, and disappointing they weren't able to get to 8-8. With the game in Kansas City, the Chiefs were still playing for playoff positioning, and they were too much for the Raiders in that game. What'd you think of the year as a whole? And then let's get to Del Rio, and then we'll get to players.
Great. I'm very similar to Jack Del Rio. I think this year at the end ended up being disappointing, even though the Raiders took so many strides this year. Most importantly, with personnel and the development of Pro Bowl players and young stars like Khalil Mack today, and that unbelievable milestone, being the first player to be an All-Pro at two positions, Carr with 32 touchdowns, Amari Cooper, who should be the Rookie of the Year, I believe. So many good things happened, but in the second half of the year, especially with home games, not being 500 at home, and the opportunity to get past the first quarter of the season into the halfway point as a team people thought could make a run at the playoffs, and then they fell backwards. That was a disappointment to Jack Del Rio. And what I love about Coach Del Rio is he's never happy in those losing press conferences. He always makes it clear that he sets his expectations high. And as you know, from training camp in Napa through the first quarter of the season, Jack Del Rio expected this team to be a really good team and compete for the playoffs. And when you're a Raider fan, or you work for the Raiders, or you're a player on the team, it's unacceptable on all counts not to make the playoffs, let alone to compete for a championship. So that is a disappointment for the Raiders, but I like how some of the players are developing into stars.
Right. You can't be lost for more than a decade and then come right back and say, we have the right to a playoff berth. It is a growth. It is a stepping process. And I think they took important steps this year. Next year is officially, let's see you in the postseason time. And then 2017, I think, comes with postseason plus postseason expectations. But we'll worry about that. What'd you think of Derek Carr in year two? And why do you think so many fans still have a jury out on him?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I think the Raiders are really fortunate to have Carr. He's one of the premier young quarterbacks in all of football. He's a franchise quarterback with 32 touchdowns. I expect that number to grow like Drew Brees and get into the 40s and stay there for the prime of his career. And 13 interceptions, again, a couple of them were really bad the second half of the year. But I am thrilled about the future of Carr. Think of this, Damon. Every team that goes into free agency, and no team has the money that the Raiders have available in free agency, when we talk about it, it's always about who's going to be at the quarterback you're looking for or the pass rusher. The Raiders don't need that. I can't remember a time since the Raiders, even before they went to the Super Bowl, where they go into free agency and they don't need a quarterback, three wide receivers, and in regards to Latavius Murray, I expect more out of him, but they have a 1,000-yard back, and with Wofford, they have a tight end that they don't have to get another tight end. How many teams in football can say that? The Raiders are one of the few. Problem is, the Raiders have a tremendous amount of holes on the back end of their secondary. They got to upgrade the offensive line again. They need two linebackers. So there's a lot of work to be done, but Carr is the leader of the Raider Nation. He is the future of the Silver and Black. He is capable of sweeping Phillip Rivers, going into Denver and winning at a very young age. He is a massive asset for Oakland and the Raiders going forward.
Easy to see Amari Cooper and how good he was. It's a little disappointing that he hit that rookie wall. I also think he was dealing with a foot injury that never was really, I think the scope of it or the seriousness of it was understood. I think it affected how he played. He needs to become more physical. Guy needs to get stronger in the offseason. There's no doubt his instincts are incredible. I think the least talked about outstanding rookie year, not just on the Raiders, maybe throughout the NFL, Mario Edwards Jr., who unfortunately had a serious neck injury at the end of the season. This guy was right in the middle of unlocking that outstanding month, 6-week stretch from Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and that's why the Raiders drafted him, and along with Mack, and the way that the Raiders were able to stop the run with Jelly Ellis up front, when everybody was healthy and Alden Smith was playing well and starting to get his legs, the Raider defensive line was the strength of that team. Problem was, what happens is if they don't get a unique pass rush and Mack doesn't go off in multiple games, the back end, even with Woodson with 5 interceptions going to the Pro Bowl, deservingly so, the Raiders gave up a lot of big plays, and the Raiders have to go after personnel. I believe, Damon, they need at least 2 starting corners, a starting safety, and 2 or 3 backups in the secondary who are good enough to play anywhere else. Reggie McKenzie's got the money. Mark Davis puts his foot on the pedal. He never backs off in going out and getting players. But I think the big question moving forward is, with Reggie in the draft, where they got to nail the first 2 picks again, got to nail it, and then in free agency, it's no longer begging people or asking people to come out for a visit and look at Oakland. There should be a line of players who want to come here because of the Raiders cap room and some of the players that they have in the coaching staff, and the Raiders can tie up free agency sooner than expected and really rebuild that defense.
The one and only JT the Brick here on 95.7 The Game. Let's talk relocation or not, because all of a sudden, for the first time, I'm starting to think that the Raiders are the bride left at the altar. And you know, here's the thing. If they're not chosen to go to L.A., it'll be some sort of, we don't trust you, we don't trust Mark, we are screwing over the ghost of Al Davis one last time. I don't care. Whatever keeps the Raiders in Oakland, I want that to happen.
Yeah, and I don't think this comes down to the vote. I have nothing new on this. I've said this all year on your show. It comes down to a vote, and I don't think any of the owners have enough votes, the 3 that are looking to move. Again, to recap this, Stan Kroenke is a multi-billionaire just on his side, let alone his wife's money, which is bigger than his. He can do whatever he wants. I think he'll end up going because he has the ability to pour the concrete and build the stadium, and they're going to be able to do it, and he'll break the rules to do it. He wrote an awful letter to the fans of St. Louis.
Yeah, he did.
and I think they want to bring him there. And then San Diego, looked like San Diego was shaking hands with Mark Davis looking to do that deal in Carson. Will San Diego stay in that original agreement, or will they run over to St. Louis thinking it's a better deal? But I think it's going to be tough for any of the ownership groups to even get the votes that they need.
Chip Kelly to the 49ers. I think it's getting closer to happening. I think Hugh Jackson is a guy I would definitely want to talk to before I made any final decisions. But I bet you this shakes out with either Hugh Jackson or Chip Kelly, and Chip Kelly might be the clubhouse leader right now.
Well, if you want Chip Kelly, the Chip Kelly deal should have been done yesterday. How, if you like Chip Kelly, would you wait 12 or 24 hours if you believe that with a new opportunity and a new team, he could come off the ground and be a great coach? A lot of people thought he could be a really great coach, not good coach in this league. You don't give him personnel, obviously. Why isn't that deal done already? And with all the other jobs that are open, with all due respect to San Francisco, with the flux of that organization and the lack of communication from ownership down through real ownership, through Jed York and Balky, who wants to go there and be the coach? They don't know what the future looks like, and there's some big names out there. Tom Coughlin has been a fantastic coach, a 2-time Super Bowl. People think, oh, maybe he wants to stay closer on the East Coast. Why wouldn't he be interested in? That is a great job of the past. Who wants to get into San Francisco now and rebuild towards the future? That's a very difficult job, and as we've talked about, you got to figure out the quarterback situation before you even go in there, and then you need to combine 10 to 15 players on both sides of the ball to be a playoff team.
Can we talk a little wild card weekend? Is there a game that you like? Is there a game that you're nervous about? I'll tell you, the Seahawks are going to beat the Vikings. I'm not worried about that. I think the Steelers beat the Bengals, and I think Kansas City wins because the quarterback play is just better from Alex Smith even. Packers, Redskins. Everybody loves Kirk Cousins, and I know Aaron Rodgers isn't who he used to be. I like the Packers in that game, too. I see nothing but road wins. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm pretty similar to you. I definitely think Green Bay should win that game, and Aaron Rodgers needs to step up and have a great game, not a good game. He has to have one of those games where he carries the franchise and plays an elite game. But the game I differ on, I think Cincinnati, even without Andy Dalton, now with McCarron, who's proven that he could play at a level when we saw Osweiler come in for Manning, that McCarron can play in this league. I think Cincinnati's defense and their personnel and the fact that Pittsburgh is decimated at the running back position, Big Ben's great, but I think that Cincinnati defense wins a really close game, maybe an overtime game at home. And I agree with you on Kansas City, not only at the quarterback position, but I just think they're better personnel-wise on both sides of the ball. What a year for the Kansas City Chiefs. I buried them. I buried them 6 feet under. They were 1-5 without Jamal Charles. And getting back to what we originally talked about, before you talk about Raiders' playoff expectations next year, remember, Kansas City started off 1-5, and they're getting Jamal Charles back. All teams are going to improve. All teams work to improve. Kansas City looks really good coming into the playoffs, and I know every Raider fan would love to see them get their butts beat quick and knocked out, because if you get to the playoffs and don't win a playoff game, does it matter? You still got a goose egg for playoff wins in quite some time.
Let's talk a little basketball. We don't get to basketball enough, and I know you love some hoops, man.
Yeah.
This Warriors team is lighting the world on fire, and because the rule is no one pays attention to San Antonio, no one's paying attention to San Antonio, and you should, because there's only – look, there's an Ali and there's a Foreman, and that's it. Your NBA champion will be the San Antonio Spurs or the Golden State Warriors. There are two teams that are unlike each other. Everyone else is playing for third place.
Yeah, well, first off, whoever beats LeBron James, I'm happy with. But I give the Warriors the edge, of course, and over the years I've been right picking San Antonio winning championships. The Warriors are just too stacked. They're too loaded. Their elite starting five is better than the Spurs, and their depth is as good as the strength of San Antonio, and San Antonio's strength is their bench, and the Warriors play tougher defense than San Antonio. Look, it's going to come down to these two teams for another year or two as the Spurs are aging out of these championship runs. But the Warriors have a lead this year. They have an edge on them. I think they have an advantage with Curry as the MVP. But they don't have a coaching advantage. I'm wondering what happens when Steve Kerr comes back. And from what I'm hearing, and this is real stuff out of San Antonio, Pop is all in on the Warriors. Those game plans are going in now. He's coaching practices and games like he's ready for the Warriors. They're looking for individual matchups against bad teams throughout the regular season that will help prepare him for the upcoming playoff run against Golden State. It could be a classic war this year, but the Warriors should get through and go back-to-back.
I think it's going to be impossible to beat them seven in a row, or take 4 out of 7 against them. I really do. Always good to talk to you, man. How about the three turkeys who didn't vote for Griffey Jr.? You kidding me?
Yeah, that was a fun. I had the president of the Hall of Fame on last night about Griffey and Piazza getting in. And, you know, hopefully, I always said this, I believe Barry Bonds broke the rules more than anybody because he had the most to gain. It was Balco and the home run record. I keep the steroid guys out of the Hall of Fame, and I never let them in. But, wow, Piazza could be the bridge guy now to get the votes up for Bagwell, Clemens, and Bonds there in San Francisco. Maybe I shouldn't have shut the door so quickly.
I know. I'm telling you. How can you have a Hall of Fame without the best pitcher and the best hitter in it? Seriously. Good to talk to you, as always. I know. We don't have another hour. I know we can keep
going. Take care, buddy.
You're the best. JT the Brick, always good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.